Now it's time to introduce you to some winners. The Port Townsend Drizzle is a women's over 50 basketball team with 3 gold medals in the Washington State Senior Games. Sound Effects' Jennifer Wing spent some time on and off the court with these champions and tells us how sometimes losing can be sweeter than victory.
11 women run up and down the wooden court in the YMCA's gymnasium in Port Townsend. This is where the team meets twice a week. One of the players is Beverly Hetrick. She's 69 years young. She wipes the sweat from her forehead, pushing aside her gray bangs.
Some of us played in school and high school and college back in the day before Title IX, and in those days, you could only run half court. You could have 3 steps or 3 dribbles, and then you had to pass it. And so one of my pleasures in coming is to have lived long enough that things have changed and moved forward, that we can play 5-on-5, full court, flat out, and have fun too.
And what was the rationale for the 3 steps and then passing?
It was thought that at the time it was too stressful on women, that they couldn't handle it.
The idea for starting the Port Townsend Drizzle happened several years ago when Joanna Sanders went to watch her daughter play basketball for her high school team.
And I sat in the stands crocheting potholders to keep my hands busy, nervously watching, thinking, oh my gosh, she's playing it's such an intense sport, and watching them run up and down the court, and I'm hoping that she doesn't get a concussion or get hurt, and I'm knitting these tight potholders.
Joanna really needed some company in the stands to lighten things up, so she asked her friend Robin Steeman to come and watch the high school girls team play. Robin went, and being a complete newbie, she had a lot of questions for her friend Joanna.
And she talked to me through the whole thing. I'm like, quiet, quiet, I'm trying to watch the game here. Like, I don't know what's going on. But, you know, she's learning how to even be a spectator and watching. And soon after watching a basketball game, I said, you know, I'm just not having any fun in life. I have got to find some fun. And she threw out, well, why don't we play basketball sometime? Do you like to play basketball? And I go, really? You'd play basketball? She's like, sure. Let's get some women together. You call a few friends, I'll call a few friends. I go, really? Yeah, pick a date. We each bring a few friends, see how it goes.
Robin was the energy that got the Drizzle together, even though, again, she knew nothing about basketball.
Well, I'll tell you a funny thing is that after watching for a whole year, I went the following year, and I said to David, my husband, there's these little clocks up at the end. They put those up this year. And he said, no, those have always been there. And I said, no, they were never there. And he said, I said, what are they for? He said, they're shot clocks. They've always been there. And I said, no, I don't think they were there last year.
For those of you who don't know, the shot clock tells the team that has the ball, has possession, how much time they have left to make a shot.
It took me a while to, you know, get the finer points.
The women of the Drizzle would hang out on an outdoor court in town behind Port Townsend's old historic courthouse. They'd dribble, talk, catch up. They were pretty freeform without a coach. Enter Christy Wilson. She was new in town. She loved playing basketball in college, but when life got busy, she stopped.
You know, you become a mom and you have to go to work and you just, you know, you don't do that. And women, for the most part, don't seem to continue to play basketball. It seems like it's a man sport.
A friend told her about Joanna, Robin, and their motley crew who were meeting up to shoot hoops.
And I thought, oh, that could be fun. And so I snuck down one of the streets so that I could watch them before I jumped in, because I didn't want to be like really bad. And I'm watching them from a distance. They didn't know I was there. And it happened to be one of the days where they were Lippenzahner, they were doing the Lippenzahner move.
What Christy saw was a bunch of grown women skipping like schoolgirls as high as possible up into the air at the Lippenzahner, looking absolutely ridiculous and having a lot of fun. And they had no idea they were being watched.
And I thought, oh my gosh, these guys don't know how to play basketball. I can't be a part of this. I have to compete. There's no way I can do this. And they were goofing around and joking around, and I thought, I can't do it. I turned around and I walked away.
A few months later, Christy decided to give it another try.
These women knew how to play basketball. They were just goofing around. And not only do they know how to play basketball, they had a passion for the game that I used to have way back in the day that I'd lost somewhere along the way, just because life happens. It was like a renewal for me.
Under Christy's guidance, the team got better. They did drills. They practiced plays. They studied how to referee games. Soon, they were ready to turn things up a notch. And in 2015, they headed to the senior games in Olympia. They won the gold.
So then the second year, we're like, yeah, we're the reigning champions. We're going to go down and we're going to do it again. But, you know, we're going to get gold because we're the only ones.
The Drizzle got gold for 3 years in a row because they were the only women's team playing. They had to play against themselves. This was getting kind of old. They wanted real competition. They wanted a win to mean something. So Robin Steeman, the heart of the team, wrote a video, a sort of personal ad, and put it up on YouTube.
For Lauren Senior Women's Basketball Team, the Port Townsend Drizzle seeks more teams to end our lonely days at the Washington State Senior Games in Olympia. Come on, women of Washington State. We know you're out there. Come and show us what you've got. Take us to school. Boom!
We double dog dare you!
The call was answered. When the senior games rolled around again, the Port Townsend Drizzle actually had a half dozen other women's teams to play against. Christy, the coach, was a little bit worried about who the Drizzle was now up against.
They were tall, and they were big, and they were physical, and they were talented. And I'm going, oh dear. We played our game. We didn't play theirs. Some of them were very dirty, and we came out with our heads high. We played 5 games. We were exhausted.
Robin says that on that day, the reign of the Port Townsend Drizzle finally came to an end.
Really, we were last. One of the things that this basketball journey has given me is just, who cares? My self-esteem isn't tied up in if we got the gold or we got the bronze. What I care about is that we play twice a week, we have fun, we work hard, we have these relationships, and we have the joy of the game and the play, and that's what matters.
Back at the gym, the women will not let me leave until I play a quick game. This is the first time I've ever played basketball outside of noodling around solo on a court trying to get the ball in the hoop. And I'm wearing Mary Jane's, not the best shoes. We break up into a blue team and a white team.
Let's have a 1 minute meeting where we...
Okay, white.
Blue.
Oh, white.
We don't have enough white.
And then we do a quick huddle.
What's your plan?
So zone defense.
And the Drizzle, we have a rule, we don't dunk.
No hanging off the rim.
No hanging on the rim. Yeah. No goaltending.
No injuries. The Drizzle is welcoming to anyone who wants to play, including women who are really good at other things, like playing violin or dance, but who are total basketball virgins. For Christy, one of the players with the most experience with this game, seeing these other women try something so new and different in their later years is what pushed her last year to sign up for her first downhill ski lesson. And she tells me this as she rubs her shoulder that was dislocated on the slopes last winter. She says she'd rather be out trying and failing than sticking with what makes her feel comfortable.
Good game.
Good job.
Good job.
That story from Sound Effects' Jennifer Wynn.